The law is designed to help narrow the so-called achievement gap between students of different socioeconomic backgrounds. Whether it's doing that is something a federal commission headed by former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson is trying to find out. One thing's for sure, according to an architect of the law, it's not going away. At a public hearing held in Madison by the No Child Left Behind Commission, Gene Hickok said linking strict education standards with penalties is here to stay.
While we all agree that accountability is here to stay, accountability is too often in the eyes of the beholder. And one of our challenges is to make sure that we clean up our statutes and our regulations so that every parent has a true sense of how well their child is doing and how well their school is doing. And of course, every citizen has a better sense of how well our nation is doing.
A middle school principal of a bilingual school in Milwaukee that's been identified as needing improvement says the law is helping do that. But Cheryl Clancy says No Child Left Behind has serious flaws. Kosciuszko Middle School, where she works, has many migrant children. Clancy says some as old as 13 have never had a formal education. They may not speak or read English well, which she says presents difficulties for high-stakes testing.
Students are required to take the state tests in English after being in the country for 3 years. That flies in the face of all valid research related to language acquisition. Researchers are saying that it's a minimum of 5 to 7 years in order to be competent in a second language.
State School Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster criticized the federal education law for other reasons. She said it's not fully funded and that certain expenditures may not be worth it. She says her agency has no way to adequately track whether extra tutoring is working. It's provided outside the school setting for students who are struggling. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.